1050 WLIP.
He's a man.
7:24. He's back with us after a bye week for him last week. Manly Man Sports Testosterone Flows with the fabulous John Weiser. John, good morning.
Good morning. I was stocking up on the Beefarino and, you know,
the Chef Boyardee
and everything. It was a bye week. That's what I was doing. I was at Costco buying.
He was buying testosteroneo. I was getting ready for lots of stuff. Let's start with high school. There's only three county teams playing tonight, but we're gearing up for the playoffs coming up next week. So let's get into high school football a little bit, John.
Sure, let's talk a little bit about that. The potting's going to, the seedings and pods are going to come out real late tonight, early tomorrow. And teams that are still playing, that are still in, going to get placed across the state, across all seven divisions. And then they're going to be in pods of four. So there will be two playoff games based on that pod arrangement. And it could make for some interesting matchups, I think, particularly in this part of the state. Here in southeast Wisconsin, I think certainly Bradford going to be involved in that. And where do you put Muskego and Franklin? You know, could that be a 14th pod of, say, Muskego, Franklin, Menominee Falls, and a Kenosha school? Or could it be Arrowhead involved in that? So it's going to be interesting to see how all that shakes out. But at least there'll be a couple more weeks of high school football. And trust me, guys, and Pete, you know this too, to get this deep into the season without obviously, there were some games that did get postponed because of COVID, but to still be talking about playing at this point with what's been going on, I think is a testament to what the schools, the athletes, the athletic directors, the coaches have all done to try and mitigate as much as they can the spread of the COVID.
And I've been very impressed by the student-athletes as well, for the most part, taking the personal responsibility to not get infected, to try to be distant, in some cases going to virtual learning to say, hey, I don't want to be in the class and put myself at risk and being the guy who costs us, you know, a couple of games on the season. And it's true, it hasn't been a completely clean record, but from all the coaches I've been talking to, John, and I know you do too, it's a much needed and appreciated outlet for these student athletes to get out on the field every week.
Oh, without a doubt, just to be able to have that, particularly for the seniors, and to be able to do the thing, you know, be able to complete a season or at least play six, seven, eight ball games in your senior year. But I know what the coaches, I talk a little bit with Adam Bakken out here in Waterford, and they're control freaks. They like to control their environment. So when all this was going on, that's the part that I think was frustrating, is can they trust their players to do the right thing, and can they trust the players to make the right decisions, to stay away from big groups, to, as you said, maybe switch to virtual learning so they're not in the building and reduce the risk of contracting COVID. So it is what it I think we saw a mature group of student-athletes this fall that took control and took, as you said, personal responsibility to try and keep themselves on the field and not be that guy that kind of would have ruined maybe losing two or three games because of COVID.
Yeah, it really is a testament to the athletes and coaches all over in the high school football world. Now, let's talk about the Badgers, because COVID has just been crazy at UW. No game this weekend. What about the future of Wisconsin Badger football, John?
There's no margin of error anymore. You need to play six games to qualify for the Big Ten title game in December. The Badgers right now, having postponed the Nebraska game last week and now this week's game against Purdue, puts them in a position where they can't afford to give up another game to COVID. With the rigid Big Ten testing protocols and the conditions that they have set forth, 21 days for a sit-down for a positive test, that sort of thing, it's going to be quite difficult, I think, for the Badgers to navigate themselves through this. And it's unfortunate, but the Big Ten, I think, out of all of the Power Five conferences, probably the most rigid, most strict COVID testing procedure and penalties and things that are stacked up when you are forced to give up games like this, or you've got so many players that are testing positive through the contact tracing even. So it's there's no margin of error anymore for the Badgers, and I'm quite concerned that they're going to at least finish the season, and if not, at least finish with enough games to perhaps qualify for a Big Ten appearance in, or an appearance in the Big Ten title game middle of December.
Yeah, and the other thing I've been asking all week, is the NFL going to make it to the finish line? We keep hearing more COVID cases in the NFL as well.
Well, the NFL has done, I think, an outstanding job in trying to mitigate and control things. You just heard there's another positive test amongst the Chicago Bears. Kansas City facility down yesterday as well. We all know, watching the Packer game last night, the Packers have some issues. A.J. Dillon tested positive. The contact tracing put two more players down. So I think when the NFL's got a contingency plan, they might expand the playoffs.
Yeah, could happen. It's Manly Man Sports. He is Manly Man John Weiser. Oh, a beautiful day. A good night for a Friday fish fry, Johnny.
Oh, I could be sitting on a patio outside with an old-fashioned and four fillets of fish, I think.
That is so Wisconsin-y of you to do that. enjoy that, John. It's Manly Man Sports. Have a terrific weekend, John. We'll talk to you next Friday, sir.
Guys, stay healthy, stay safe.